This is the Composer's Datebook for October 16th. I'm John Zeck. Of all the orchestral works of Richard Strauss, the one that premiered in Dresden on today's date in 1925 ranks among the least known. For starters, it has an odd title, Paragon to the Symphonia Domestica. Paragon means an ornamental accessory or embellishment, and so Strauss meant his new work, written for piano, left hand, and orchestra, was a follow-up to his earlier Symphonia Domestica, a musical depiction of one day in the Strauss family household, complete with baby's bath. The baby in question was Strauss's son Franz, who by 1925 was a young man setting up his own household, and recently recovered from a near-fatal case of typhus contracted while on his honeymoon in Egypt. For Strauss, this Paragon was a private celebration of his son's survival. For Paul Wittgenstein, the wealthy one-headed concert pianist who commissioned it, the new work was one of several he had requested from leading composers of his day, all designed as a public showcase for his talent. As an Austrian soldier during World War I, Wittgenstein was wounded on the Eastern Front, and his right arm had to be amputated. Despite that loss, Wittgenstein had the means and the determination to continue his performing career. His contract with Strauss stipulated that he alone would have exclusive rights to the Paragon as long as he wished, so it wasn't until 1950, some 25 years later, that any other pianist could perform it. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.